Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
In the textbook World Geography, published by McDougall Little, copyright 2005, on page 75, the religion, Islam, has close ties to the prophets and teachers of Judaism and Christianity.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue to investigate this one simple lie in our textbook concerning the prophets, concerning the teachers of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Are we talking about the same teachers? Are we talking about the same prophets? What was the exact purpose of having this one simple line in our textbooks for our children? The secret message behind this one simple sentence is we're trying to teach our children in our public schools that the prophets of Christianity are the same prophets of Judaism, are the same prophet of Islam. The Quran tells the same stories of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. Is that true? If we investigate this one simple sentence, will we come to this accurate conclusion? Obviously, the answer is no. That's why we're putting this broadcast for you to learn the truth about Islam. For here, we investigate this simple lie which is used in our textbooks to brainwash our children. In our previous program, we talked about creation, and we found that there are two different stories of creation. One makes no sense, which is what is written in the pages of the Quran, and the other true account, which is written in Genesis account by Moses. And then we looked at the story of Adam, and we discovered that Adam of the Quran is not the same Adam of the Bible. By just sharing a simple critique of some of the verses which is written in the Quran, when we compared it to the Bible, we discovered that it was nothing but an error, a lie. Today, I would like to move on with another story we are all familiar with. It is the story of Noah. And the story is also copied in the Quran and repeated in so many places. And a quick critique to this story in the pages of the Quran. We will discover the Noah of Muhammad in the Quran has nothing to do with the Noah of the Bible. Yes, the textbook stated that there are close ties to the prophets in the Quran and the Bible, but that is not a true statement as we investigate Noah's story. For we know from the Bible, Noah have three sons by the name Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and also three daughters-in-law, and Noah's wife. Only 8 people were saved from the flood. One of the great differences between the Bible writings and the Quran writings that the details of the story in the Bible are all written there, but not in the case of the Quran, where so much information is missing. That's why when you read the stories of the Bible, you do not really need any commentary or many explanation or interpretation to the story. But in the case of the Quran, you must rely on the Muslim scholars' interpretation, which itself is a mystery. Why? Because when you read the interpretation of Muslim scholars to all the stories of the Quran, you discover that they were doing the same thing which Muhammad did 1400 years ago. They go back to the Bible to tell us the missing information which Muhammad forgot to add to his writing to the stories in the first place. And that's what I call fabrication more than interpretation. To interpret a passage, the information must be there in the passage. But to add to the stories of the Quran from another book, which in this case, the Bible, that does not make it interpretation. That is filling in the missing information from the original story, which is the Bible. I always ask this question. As you read my new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, you will always read this question. Where did Ibn Kathir come up with this knowledge? Or where did the Muslim scholars come up with this knowledge? Because if they're copying the Bible to fill in what is missing in the Quran, that's not interpretation. That is plagiarism. And here is a fact. If a third grade student reads the story of Noah in the Bible, then some teacher asks this student any general question about Noah's story. The third grade student will answer these questions right. But if you ask the same questions to some Muslim college student or even Muslim imams, after you ask these Muslims to read the story of Noah in the Quran, they will not be able to answer these simple questions. You know why? Because the information is not there in the Quran. They have to rely on the Bible information to be able to answer the simplest question about Prophet Noah or any other story written throughout the Quran. Let's continue with the story of Noah to prove to you my point of what I am sharing with you right now. So we ask the question, how many sons did Noah have? Well, if you read the Quran with all the information you can get out of it, you will discover that Noah had one son. For the only place we read about Noah's son in the Quran is actually in chapter 11 and verse 42, where we read, and it, which is the ship which is Noah built, sailed on with them amid waves like mountains. And Noah called to his son, and he was a part. Noah's son was not in the ark. He was outside. Oh, my son, embark with us. Noah is crying here to his son. And do not be with the infidels. He said in verse 43, that is Noah's son, I will take refuge to a mountain that will secure me from the water. So he said, that is Noah, no one will be secure today from the command of Allah except him on whom he will have mercy. And we read immediately after that, the waves passed between them. So he, that is Noah's son, was among the drowned. And obviously this answer the following question. Was Noah's son saved from the flood? The answer obviously from the story of the Quran is not. His son drowned. And if I ask, who was the people who believed in Noah? The answer in the Quran is very simple. Some scum people in the world. As we read in the Quran, after Noah spoke to his people in Quran chapter 11 verse 25, asking them to believe in Allah and to believe in him. In verse 27, they, the leaders of those who became infidels from his people, said, we do not see you except a human like us, and we do not see any who follow you except they are the lowliest of us at first thought, and we do not see that you have any favor over us, yet we think you are liars. Of course, the story is made up by Muhammad here with many words in the Arabic poetry, but the truth is, the people who believed Noah in this passage and other places were not Noah's family, which obviously is not the true account which we find in the Bible, but simply Noah's people were the lowliest of his society. And Allah told them in the Quran, stop preaching for them because no one will believe except those who believed with you. And there is no details in the story whatsoever. No exact information. It's actually a false information concerning those who believe in Noah. Another question we could ask here, did Noah's wife survive the flood? The answer, according to the Quran, no, she drowned. As we read this in Quran chapter 66 and verse 10, when Allah said, Allah sent forth an example to those whom became infidels. The wife of Noah and the wife of Lot, they were under two of our good servants, but they betrayed them. so they did not benefit them anything against Allah. And it was said, enter the fire with those who are entering. Noah's wife went to hell because she betrayed her husband. So much has been given about her sin and how Muslim scholar came to the conclusion that Noah's son who drowned was not really Noah's son because his wife had this son from another man through an adultery. We cover this in more details in our book, The Revelation of Error. But here for now, we know for a fact that Noah's wife did not make it. She did not survive the flood. She did not believe in Noah. And you'll be shocked to read the interpretation of Muslim scholars to this verse. So much fabrication and make-up story to make sense of the nonsense of the story of Noah as it is written in the Quran. And I don't want to cover the entire story here. You just need to get my book and read the entire information there because there are so many errors I could not cover in this program. But what I'm trying to say here, yes, Muslims say they believe in Noah and they believe in the flood of Noah. But that does not make Noah and the Quran to be an accurate story to that which we have in the Bible. For if the story of the Bible is true, that means the story of the Quran is 100% false. And if the story in the Quran is true, that means the story in the Bible is 100% false. Both stories cannot be true.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Yes, indeed, the Bible and the Quran both cannot be true. If the Quran declare that Noah's son drowned, but the Bible said Noah's three sons did not drown, none of Noah's sons drowned at all. If the Bible said Noah's wife made it, she believed in Noah, she was on the ark. But the Quran story said she did not believe in Noah, she was an infidel. That is a huge difference. If the Bible tells us only 8 people were saved from the flood, only 8 people survived the flood, but the Quran tells us bunch of Noah's people believed in him and they were the scum of the society. So which story is true? Both stories cannot be true. The information is completely different. We're not talking here about two different Noah. We're talking about the same Noah, one story. It took place in reality in life one time 4,300 years ago. The story is true. It took place. It happened. So we ask the question, how do we know which book is true, the Bible or the Quran? The answer is very simple. Let's investigate both books. For we read in the Quran, for example, Noah built his ark by boards of wood and nails. We read this in Quran chapter 54 and verse 13. For Allah said, and we carried him, that's Noah, on planks and nails. Nails was used to build Noah's Ark? But the Bible never mentioned anything about nails. Now, historically, there were no nails in Noah's days, and the boat was built without any nails. Well, maybe you say, Brother Usama, this is not very important information. Maybe yes, maybe no, we do not know exactly. But I tell you, another proof that the story of the Quran is false. It's very simple. Where Noah's Ark rested. When we read the story in the Quran, we discovered that the Quran very clearly stated that Noah's Ark rested on Mount Judi. That is a mountain in Saudi Arabia Peninsula. We read this in Quran chapter 11 and verse 44. For Allah said, and it was said, O earth, swallow up your water, and O heaven, desist, and the water abated, and the commandment was fulfilled, and the ship sat on the Judi. All Muslim scholars declare that Al-Judi is a mountain in the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. But when we read the story in the Bible, we read a complete different information. For we know that Noah's Ark rested on mountain Ararat, which is in Turkey. For we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 8 and verse 4, the scripture said, and the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. Not only we know the exact location, but we know the exact time when the ark rested on the mountain, which the Quran did not mention. And thank God for the archaeologists and for all the information they come up with after all their hard work of digging into the earth. You know, there are many of skeptics who are trying to disprove the Bible through their archaeological work. But praise God, all these years, they are proving the scripture day after day. Till today, there is not one discovery of those archaeologists disproved any of the facts of the Bible. They made fun of Sodom and Gomorrah, and now we know where is Sodom and Gomorrah. They made fun of the crossing of the Red Sea, and now we know exactly where the crossing of the Red Sea took place. They made fun of literally many of the battles which took place in the Bible by claiming that these cities did not exist. Now we know exactly that all these cities did exist simply by digging into the ground. How many times people made fun of the story of Noah's flood in the Bible? Simply because they don't believe anything written in the Bible. Even though there is plenty of evidence that the earth was covered with water. Just to see shells and sea creatures, fossils on the top of all the mountains all over planet Earth. And thank God for the discovery of the rest of Noah's Ark, which we have seen recently. For we see today the rest of Noah's Ark setting on top of Mount Ararat, which is in Turkey. For the Bible passed the examination, but the Quran failed the examination. I am not only thankful to God for the archaeologists who are proving to us the Bible to be true every day with their hard work, but I also thank God for the technology we have today. For even if the Turkish government forbids people to see Noah's Ark, we have the satellite, and picture has been taken by the satellite. You can go online and see this picture by yourself today from your own computer in your own living room. This is not a fairy tale story, especially for those who do not believe in creation, who do not believe in Noah's story of the Bible. This is history. This is a true account and can be proven simply by watching pictures taken by satellite on the internet. That is a very short summary to the story of Noah. So what is the conclusion about our investigation for the story of Prophet Noah as it is written in the pages of the Quran? It is full of error, it's full of contradiction, not only when we compare it to the account of the Bible, but actually to the archaeological evidence which we have today concerning the location of the remains of Noah's Ark. So what should we teach our children in our public schools? the Brabaganda, which is Muslim, Christian, and Jew all worship the same God and they believe in the same prophets. There are similarities between Judaism, Christianity, and Islam concerning the story of Prophet Noah. That is absolutely not true. So what should we teach students at schools? Supposed to be the opposite. We can teach our children there is no similarity whatsoever between Judaism and Christianity and Islam concerning the story of the prophet. But obviously, our public schools will never teach these solid facts because of political correctness. So my advice to those who write our textbooks, if they are Muslims or if they are liberal, do not go to the kitchen if you cannot handle the heat. In other words, don't play the game of deception with our innocent children by trying to infiltrate our children by telling them that we believe in the same prophets and we believe in the same teachers, because so far there is no connection whatsoever between the stories of the prophets as Muhammad fabricated them in the Quran and the true story as it is written in the account of the Bible. To learn more about lies in our textbooks, Muslims in the West always claim that they believe in Prophet Abraham. But is the story of Abraham in the Quran an accurate story? That is what we will be investigating next. To learn more about lies in our textbooks, please join us for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.